Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
From Bashani Radio and iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio App. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. I also want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping those nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Wanted to come in for a moment and talk to you about three ways to know when to let go and move on. The first way you know when to let go is when you are pleasing other people at your own expense. And what I mean by that is that you're just giving them everything that they ask for and they're not giving you anything in return. Nobody should have to be involved in a one-way relationship. It takes two people to have a relationship. So when you find yourself in that situation where you're the giver and the other person is the taker and never want to give, that's when you know it's time to let go and move on. The second way you can know when to let go and move on, it's when you are involved with ungrateful people. I mean, when you do so much for people, they become entitled. They feel entitled that you owe them something. So the more you give, the more they take. So when you find yourself in that situation, you have to take a second look and just saying, figure out, is this benefiting me or is it just benefiting this other person? Because people will take as long as you give and expect nothing in return from them. They're not going to give unless you beg or ask them to give. And that's not how a relationship should work. A relationship should work two people working together to a common cause. That's how you'll be happy in a relationship. But like I said, when one person is doing all the giving and the other person is doing all the taking, that's what you call misery. Because one person's going to be miserable. But the other person, they'll be happy. Because the moment you stop giving, their true colors will come out. That will let you know whether the words they've been telling you is the truth or if they were preying on you to get what they want or if they really meant what they said. Stop giving and see what will happen, because I can guarantee you that will let you know the truth. The third way is when you get tired of being hurt and feeling miserable. I don't know how many of you out there know what misery feels like, but it's definitely not a good feeling. And when you try to communicate to this other person that, you know, what you're doing is hurting me, and when they refuse to stop doing that, that lets you know that they don't care about you and they definitely don't have any feelings for you. It's selfishness, I call it. It's just being downright selfish. Only wanting what they want for themselves. That's a self-centered person as well. So letting go is a good thing, and moving on is even a better thing, because once you let go of this toxic relationship, because that's exactly what it is, things will begin to happen for you that you never thought would happen. And you'll be telling yourself, why did it take me so long to realize that I was, number one, in a toxic relationship, number two, I was involved with a self-centered person, and number three, there's a better life. Now, once you come to the point of there's a better life out there for you, and there's someone that wants to be with you to get you to where you need to go in life, and there's someone out there that have your feelings in place. They're not thinking about their feelings. They're there to think about how they can satisfy you and keep you happy. Now, that's the person you want, the one that wants to keep you happy and satisfied, okay? And not all the gimme, gimme, gimme type person, always wanting you to do what they want you to do. You don't want to be with that type person, because you're in a partnership. You can't be in a partnership when one is a giver and one is a taker, okay? It's not going to work. Because like I said, one person is going to be miserable the majority of the time, while the other person is glad they're just manipulating you, getting what they want. So manipulation is a tool people use in order to control another person to get what they want. And like I said, once they find out that they can't manipulate you or control you, it's over. They're going on to the next one that they can prey upon. You got a lot of men out there that prey upon women. Some of them think it's because the woman may be a weak-minded woman, or the woman may be a desperate woman, due to some circumstances that they have gone through in life. Or you may be a strong-minded woman that they can use their tactics for a minute, but when you find out the truth about them, they're up and gone, leave you high and dry. They don't want you to know the real person. Because I'm telling you, the moment you put them to the test, they're going to leave you high and dry and gone to the next one. And a lot of men, you know, they always try to prey on women that they think have a low self-esteem. Because if you have a low self-esteem and don't know your worth, those are the ones that will prey for a very long time. So the key thing is knowing your worth as a person. Not only as a female, but as a person. And not just settling for anything. Never settle for less, because there's always better. But you have to realize there's a better life for you. And once you realize there's a better life for you, that's the time to move on and go pursue that better life. Now, you may lose a lot of things, but if you do, it wasn't meant to be in your life anyway. It's a bigger and better door being opened for you. So sometimes you have to let people go. You have to cut them out of your life. And once you do that, you pursue other things and other people that's going to help you get where you want to go in life. And that's because they have a kind heart. It's all about the heart. If you got a kind, compassionate heart, I mean, people will take advantage of you, but once you realize that and you get sick and tired of it, you'll make that move. And you'll make it quick and in a hurry to that better life. Because God has put something in each of us that gives us that zeal to live a good life, not a miserable, broken down life. So another thing is that you have to be careful who you allow in your circle, because people come in and out of your life for a reason. And they come in and out of your life for a season. So don't try to keep a seasonal person in your life for a lifetime. Just learn the lesson, let go, and move on. Don't get stuck there with them. Because if you do, you will never reach your destiny to what God has put you here on this earth to do. And another thing is, you know, when you decide to let go and move on, it's something that you don't have to think about. You have to put the action behind it and activate it. You can't sit there and ponder, I don't have the money, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Those are negative aspects of thinking. Once you decide to let go and move on, you need to know that you will survive. We all have in us that survival mode. And once you cut off those negative people, there's no way you can't reach to the top. Because once you find those people that's going to stick with you and stay there with you till you win, then it's a no-win situation. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. But you have to take that step first. You have to take that step first and make up in your mind that I'm going to hang around with givers and not takers. So be on the lookout for givers, because givers have the same mindset that you do. And they're not going to ever take from you. Because they're givers. You can't be nothing that you're not. So a giver will never take from you. It's very hard to give something to a giver, actually. Because they're always on the giving end. But when you have two givers together, you can move towards a common goal. And that's what life is about. And that's what partnerships are about. Moving towards that common goal and making things happen. Because you can be and do whatever you want to be and do. It's a matter of who you are allowing in your circle. It's just that simple. So never hang around people that's jealous of you or envious of you and, you know, want to be you. Don't do that. Because if you do, that's going to drain your spirit and you'll never get where you need to be, to your destiny. We're on this earth to reach our destiny that God placed us here to do. And there's a lot of curves and twists that we have to go through to get there. because none of us was born rich unless your parents was rich. That's the only way you could become rich in this world. So in order to be successful, you have to find those people that are successful, are doing what you want to do, and duplicate what they do. So just wanted to come on and drop those three nuggets for you. When you're pleasing other people at your own expense, that's when it's time to let go and move on. And when you're involved with ungrateful people, takers as I call them, that's another way to find out when it's time to move on and let go. And definitely when you get tired of being hurt and feeling miserable, it's time to get the drama, get away from the drama and let it go and get focused on your destiny. Broadcasting from Vashani Radio and iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, I forgot to tell you, don't forget to leave us a feedback on the voicemail. Let us know what you think of my show. Who knows, you may even be on it. So again, I want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Like I said, we're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, Rashad's Reliable Cars, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Also, I have my second audiobook out, 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic and Abusive Relationship. This book will be a blessing to you, so go there. Hard copy coming out soon as well. But if you ever been in an abusive and toxic relationship, these 5 ways will get you back on track to being who God placed you here to be. So join me again this time next week, same time, same station. All is well. God loves you, and so do I. Be blessed and walk in your purpose. Stay focused and activate your goals.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Vashani Radio app, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.